Good evening, my friend. I hope you're doing well. I wish you happiness, relaxation, and calmness of mind. May you rest now and awaken feeling refreshed and at peace. This is a guided visualization journey of some of my favorite places in New Zealand. Each one of these locations features a body of water. New Zealand is a small island country, and our shorelines, lakes, rivers, and fjords are some of the most striking in the world. At least, I think so. The interface between land and water creates unique geographical features that are breathtaking and serene. Take a few deep breaths and settle into your body and into the bed. With each exhalation, allow your muscles to relax just that little bit more. Sense where tension is being held. And if you wish, you can visualize your breath as a light and direct that light into those areas, warming them and dissolving and releasing any knots. Breathe in. Breathe out. Imagine in front of you a portal. Just large enough to step through. The portal's undulating blue and silver edges beckon to you, welcoming you in. With your next breath, take a few steps forward in your mind's eye and enter the portal. The portal has taken you to one of the northernmost locations on New Zealand's landmass. We are now standing at Cape Reinga, a rocky, windswept headland. The sun is high, a bright white disc, unobscured by clouds. You can smell the breeze, filled with salt and sand and grasses. Behind us is a white lighthouse, and before us is a grassy area, which, after a few steps, drops steeply down several dozen meters to the water's surface. Before us lies a magnificent sight, the meeting point of the South Pacific Ocean and the Tasman Sea. The shimmering turquoise of the Tasman Sea and the deeper navy blue of the Pacific Ocean meet here, their waves white-capped and churning. The water stretches seemingly boundlessly all the way out to the faint, glowing, blue-white line of the horizon, far in the distance. take a few steps forward and enjoy the view. Allow the wind, the distant roar of waves, and the image of blues, greens, and whites to soak into your mind, body, and soul. For the next few breaths, become one with the scenery. As you feel yourself relaxing, see the same portal from before appear in front of you. You walk through it and allow the portal's flowing, silvery blue energy envelop and transport you to a new location. We have appeared at the Pavilion Pools, a group of hot mineral pools overlooking the tranquil blue waters of Lake Rotorua. Let's take a dip, or two, and spend some time in these geothermal mineral baths. Pavilion pools consist of 5 alkaline mineral pools fed by the Rachel Spring and 3 slightly acidic mineral pools fed by the Priest Spring. The water in these pools have healing properties, soothing aching, fatigued muscles, while also nourishing, clearing, and calming the skin. You can enjoy a wide, clear view of Lake Rotorua from these pools. Breathe as you sink into the water and feel the warmth flowing over your legs, your torso, your arms, and your shoulders. Breathe deeply as the movement of the water guides you further and further into a state of peace. Look out over the lake at its surface. A cerulean expanse decorated by wisps of slow-moving, high cloud. You feel any knots and aches in your body loosen and release. Smile gently as you enjoy a few moments of weightlessness as you float. Soon, the portal appears again. You move towards it and into it. Thank you. As you step into it, the brightness of the sun-drenched day fades into a comfortable darkness, and you hear it before it comes into view. The gentle lapping of waves against the shore of a large lake. The darkness around you persists as you feel the slight shift of pebbles beneath your feet. You take a few more steps forward and notice, as your eyes begin to adjust to the surroundings, what appear to be tiny but brilliant silver pinpricks up above. A few breaths later, you realize that the lights are stars, and there are thousands of them here, visible to the naked eye. Welcome to the largest dark sky reserve in the Southern Hemisphere. A place of pristine night skies, unsullied by light pollution. We are standing on the shore of Lake Tekapo. Lake Tekapo is a glacial lake formed during the last ice age when enormous glaciers carved through the land and material from them dammed the valley. Above us, the dome of the night sky glimmers, and a branch of the Milky Way can be seen, curving across the sky, glowing faintly. Look up and take a few deep breaths. Let yourself absorb the peace of the surroundings. The lake, the stars, and the night. The portal appears once more before you, and you take one last look at the stars and the lake before stepping through the portal to our final destination. As the darkness fades away, you feel something on your skin and hear a distinct roar. Water droplets. Cool and refreshing. They dance down as a spray from up above, and it is not rain, but water from a waterfall. We are standing aboard a small ship in Milford Sound, and in front and above us is the Bowen Falls. Milford Sound is a gorgeous fjord filled with mountain peaks, rainforest-clad cliffs, and dark, glassy waters. The landscape here is rugged and wild, and on very wet days, several waterfalls can be seen, streaming down from the green and brown sides of the mountains. Clouds shroud the tops of these mountain peaks, and the ship below our feet bobs gently on the water. You feel the droplets from the waterfall lightly hitting your skin, and as you cast your gaze into the distance, you see a flock of birds take flight, their silhouettes dark against the cloudy sky. Stay here for a while and take in what you see, feel, and hear. Finally, the portal appears before you, and this time it'll take you back to your room and your body. Step through while breathing gently and deeply, feeling relaxed and ready to sink into sleep. New Zealand is a special country to visit, with its many active volcanoes, rugged valleys, and long sandy beaches. Because this country was isolated from other land masses for millions of years, it has unique native flora and fauna, which are well worth seeing. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey.